Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. For the first time ever, Variant Frequencies welcomes the voice of Matt Wallace to the podcast. Our own two-time Parsec Award winner has a special message and an important announcement for all of our listeners. But is the podosphere ready?
Hi, I'm the guy whose voice you haven't heard before, although you kind of have. I'm Matt Wallace. I've written a lot of the short stories featured on Variant Frequencies. I'm also the writer of the Failed Cities monologues. And although I think I rock just as hard as any of them, I'm not like a lot of the other podcast fiction authors. So far I've had a very pay-no-attention-to-the-man-behind-the-curtain attitude toward this whole deal. But I'm talking to you now for a couple of reasons. The first, and this is not just a hand job before I begin the shameless self-promotion portion of our program, is to say thank you to all you guys and all you girls out there who let us bend your ear month after month. You know, January is going to mark the 2-year anniversary of Variant Frequencies. It may not be much in geologic terms, but on a personal level it's brought me a long way. When we began, I was just another unpublished author banging my head against the ever-dwindling short fiction market. But coming up on 2008, I am a working screenwriter at the beginning of an actual writing career, believe it or not. The reason is that I am just obscenely talented, obviously, but the other reason is you, our listeners. You proved to a lot of people who mattered that what I write isn't just another form of masturbation. And with the slew of endless crap out in the podosphere, you chose to listen to my crap. So thanks, I owe you one. The second reason I'm talking to you right now is that I have an announcement to make. A big announcement. Really big, as a matter of fact. Epic. Dinosauric. Gargantuan. Well, maybe not that big, but, you know, you get the point. I have signed with Apex Publications, the guys and gals who publish Apex Digest and Bram Stoker Award-nominated anthologies like Grim Trickster, to release my very first short story collection. They're going to put it out in limited edition hardcover and paperback early next year. It's going to be called The Next Fix, and it will include a lot of the stories of mine you've heard right here on Variant Frequencies. It will also include stuff I've published elsewhere, and some stuff you've never read or heard before unless you attended a con where I did a reading. And since the combined attendance of every reading I've done couldn't fill out Kid Rock's hot tub, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest you pick this one up. It's pretty damn exciting. For one thing, I believe this will make me the first podfic author to transition to hardcover. Which means a lot to me, mostly because I like sticking it to Scott Sigler, who won't see hardcover till April. You know, meanwhile, Sigler's, you know, rubbing his six-figure contract with Crown Books all over his nude, hairless chihuahua body and laughing hysterically at the words limited edition, you know, like he could give a fuck. But that kind of brings me to my next point. Apex is not a major publisher by any means, guys. They're a small, dedicated, thoroughly hardcore crew of talented authors and editors. And they're like a lot of the small press houses, putting out a quality product and enjoying virtually no share of the marketplace. They don't have much of an advertising or marketing department. I'm not going to get one of those shitty book trailers on TV like we've all seen for James Patterson's novels. So you ask, why sign with Apex? Why dick around with small press after all this work and effort and all the time put into podcasting? Is it pure vanity? Nah. I'm far too cynical to crave that kind of cheap dime store ego stroke. Really, I am. Is it because Apex publishing editor Jason Sizemore is a giant cuddly man bear who I just want to spoon until it creates a situation that will surely result in our never being able to look each other in the eye again? Possibly. But the main reason I'm doing this, my prime motivation, the dilithium in my warp chamber for all my geeks out there, is you, the listener. And that is no bullshit. As much as I love the guys at Apex and I love what they do, I just wouldn't bother with small press if I didn't know that you were out there. That's right, you. Because I believe that you guys will make this a success, that you'll support it by spreading the word, by busting out your wallets and credit cards and dropping some serious coinage on my scribblings. I'm placing a very large bet on you guys. 13 stories, 70,000 words that span about 8 years of my life that are pretty much a roadmap of all the shit that's happened to me in one way or another. that have seen me through some bad times, celebrated some good ones, that have gotten me off, gotten me through, gotten me over. I'm laying all that down on the table, and it is all riding on you. You are all my personal Wesley Snipes in Passenger 57, and I always bet on black. Seriously, though, listen. The fact you've taken a dozen hours from your lives to escape into these little pockets of insanity and comedy I create and Rick realizes so brilliantly in audio form, it means the world to me, man. It really does. At last count, anywhere between 8 and 10,000 people downloaded my last short story. If even half of them thought it didn't suck, that just blows my mind. Gratification, validation, these are the flaming sword and barbed wire wrapped shield of the podfic author. But this right here is the other reason we podcast our work and give it to you for free. It is our deepest, most closely held hope that the audience we gain will follow us into mainstream publishing, that you will be willing to do for us as professional authors what you've done for us as podfic authors. And this is not a hobby for me, guys. Writing is what I do. It's who I am. This is a very large step I'm about to take, and I need all of you to take it with me. I really do. I need you. It is us against them, man. It's all about smashing the control image, just smashing the control machine. I want you to rally. I want you to rise up. I want us to revolt against every single motherfucker out there who says that podcast fiction is a hack's paradise, that books like these aren't real books, that our listeners aren't serious readers or real consumers. Say fuck you by giving me your money for a change instead of them. But all of that comes later. Right now, what I want you to do is open your blog rolls and add matt-wallace.livejournal.com. That's where I live on the internet. Apex is shooting to take pre-orders around Christmas and release the next fix in February. I'll post specific dates on my blog as they become firm. And Rick will also keep you up to date here on the podcast, I'm sure. He's good like that. You can also check out Apex and their books division at apexbookcompany.com. What I would also like to encourage you to do is email me at matt@matt-wallace.net if you have any questions about the collection, if you've got ideas for how to promote this thing, how to get it into the hands of as many people as possible. I want to hear them, man. Hit me. Give me your best shot. We are doing this together. And that, pretty much, is my rap. But it's not bad for a white boy from Southern California, right? I credit the formative years I spent in New York, personally. No sleep till Brooklyn, bitches. Anyway. Once again, thank you guys. I also want to send some of that to Rick Stringer because he makes it all happen. We'll be in your ear with less talk and more fiction soon. Be safe out there, alright?
Thank you for listening. To find out more about Variant Frequencies, please go to our website at www.variantfrequencies.com. If you like Variant Frequencies, tell your friends about us. Thank you. From the Variant Frequencies team, Matt Wallace, Ann Stringer, and Rick Stringer.
Future where noir, cyberpunk, and visceral horror make mind-bending bedfellows. The only thing that separates a forsaken urban sprawl from a half-finished technological utopia is 16 miles of river. They're known as the Failed Cities. Two worlds populated by shadow agents, street soldiers, reluctant detectives, and femme fatales. When a single conspiracy touches them all, the story can only be told in their voices. Ethan, the street preacher. Truck, the hot-rodding neo-hipster, Knifesmith. The Feral Twins, whose passion for death and each other is the only escape from their own tormented psyches. Just a few of the characters that drive one of the most unique storytelling experiences in fiction today. J.C. Hutchins, author of the Seventh Son trilogy, calls the Failed Cities monologues gritty, imaginative, believable. T. Morris, author of Moravi, says the Failed Cities monologues creates a chilling tapestry of inner darkness that finds its outside voice. It's not a matter of wanting to listen. You have to. Visit PodioBooks.com to hear the series that's redefining the rules of podcast fiction. Variant Frequencies presents The Failed Cities Monologues by Matt Wallace. 8 lives, 2 cities, 1 story.